titled Lord Vishnu's Appearance in Sacrificial Arena, text 23. Prithuruvacha Varan Vibhotvad Varadeshvara Buddha
Varan Vibhotvad Varadeshvara Buddha
Katham Vrinite Guna Vikriyatmana
Katham Vrinite Guna Vikriyatmana
Yena Rakanam Apisanti Dehina
Yena Rakanam Apisanti Dehina
Tan Isha Kaivalya Pate Vrinena Cha
Tan Isha Kaivalya Pate Vrinena Cha
Varan Vibhotvad Varadeshvarad Buddha
Varan Vibhotvad Varadeshvarad Buddha
Katham Vrinite Guna Vikriyatmana
Katham Vrinite Guna Vikriyatmana
Yena Rakanam Apisanti Dehina
Yena Rakanam Apisanti Dehina
Tanisha Kaivalya Pate Vrinena Cha
Tanisha Kaivalya Pate Vrinena Cha
Varan Vibhotvad Varadeshvara Buddha
Varan Vibhotvad Varadeshvara Buddha
Katham Vrinite Guna Vikriyatmana
Katham Vrinite Guna Vikriyatmana
Yena Rakanam Apisanti Dehina
Yena Rakanam Apisanti Dehina
Tanisha Kaivalya Pate Vrinena Cha
Tanisha Kaivalya Pate Vrinena Cha
Prithuruvacha
Varan Vibhotvad Varadeshvarad Buddha
Varan Vibhotvad Varadeshvarad Buddha
Katham Vrinite Guna Vikriyatmana
Katham Vrinite Guna Vikriyatmana
Ye Narakanam Apishanti Dehina
Ye Narakanam Apishanti Dehina
Tanisha Kaivalya Pate Vrinena Cha
Tanisha Kaivalya Pate Vrinena Cha
Varan
Vibhotvad Varadeshvarad Buddha
Katham
Vrinite Guna Vikriyatmana
Ye Narakanam Apisanti Dehina
Tanisha Kaivalya Pate Vrinena Cha
Varan
Vibhotvad Varadeshvarad Buddha
Katham
Vrinite Guna Vikriyatmana
Ye Narakanam
Apishanti Dehina
Tanisha
Kaivalya Pate Vrinena Cha
Anyone else? Word-to-word meaning. Prithu Vacha.
Prithu Vacha.
Prithu Maharaj said.
Varan.
Varan. Benedictions.
Benedictions.
Before.
Before.
My dear Supreme Lord.
My dear Supreme Lord.
Tvat. From you.
From you.
Varad Ishvara.
Varad Ishvara.
From the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
From the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
The highest of the bestowers of benedictions.
The bestowers of benedictions.
I'll display it here. Buddha, a learned person, Katham, how, Vrinite, could ask for, Guna Vikriya, bewildered by the modes of material nature, Atmanam, of the living entities, Ye,
which,
Narakanam, of the living entities living in hell, Api,
also,
Santi,
exist,
Dehinam, of the embodied, Tam,
all those,
Isha,
O
Supreme Lord,
Kaivalya Pate,
O bestower of merging in the existence of the Lord, Vrine,
I ask for,
Na,
not,
Cha,
also.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. My dear Lord, you are the best of the demigods who can offer benedictions. Why therefore should any learned person ask you for benedictions meant for living entities bewildered by the modes of nature? Such benedictions are available automatically even in the lives of living entities suffering in hellish conditions. My dear Lord, You can certainly bestow merging into your existence, but I do not wish to have such a benediction. Purport. There are different kinds of benedictions according to a person's demands. For karmis, the best benediction is promotion to the higher planetary systems, where the duration of life is very long and the standard of living and happiness is very high. There are others, namely jnanis and yogis, who want the benediction of merging into the existence of the Lord. This is called Kaivalya. The Lord is therefore addressed as Kaivalyapati, the master or the Lord of the benediction known as Kaivalya. But devotees receive a different type of benediction from the Lord. Devotees are anxious, neither for the heavenly planets nor for merging into existence of the Lord. According to devotees, Kaivalya or merging into the existence of the Lord is considered as good as hell. The word Naraka means hell. Similarly, everyone who exists in this material world is called Naraka, because this material existence itself is known as a hellish condition of life. Prithu Maharaj, however, expressed that he was interested neither in the benediction desired by the Karmis nor that desired by the Jnanis and Yogis. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Prabhu, a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya, described that Kaivalya is no better than a hellish condition of life, and as for the delights of the heavenly planets, they are factually below the whips or phantasmagoria. They are not wanted by devotees. Devotees do not even care for the positions held by Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva. Nor does a devotee desire to become equal with Lord Vishnu. As a pure devotee of the Lord, Prithu Maharaj made his position very clear. Om Agyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuro Niritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhisham Sabitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Ramayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakavanam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Bhutam Sagrajatam Sagana-rumanatantitam tam sajivam Savaitam savadutam parijana-saitam Krishna-chaitanya-devam Shri Radha-Krishna-padam Sagana-lita-shri-vishakamitamsha Namo Krishna-padaya Krishna-vishtaya-bhutale Shrimate-bhakti-vedanta-swami-nitiname Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Prachayane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchayate Shatayane Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Premadayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gaurashishayamaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaste Taptakancha Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishamanushte Devi Pranamami Haritye Vancha Kalpataru Vishya Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vrindavacha Shri Vasa Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam karoti vacharam, pangum langhayate girim, yatripatam vande shri guru dinatarinam, paramananda madhavam shri chaitanya ishwaram. Hare Krishna. So welcome everyone for today's Sunday feast class. So this verse that we just read, it talks about different categories of people, different categories of people, and what do they aspire for. So here Prabhupada is discussing about karmis, or people who do karma kanda. So they want to go to heaven. And people who are jnanis and yogis, so jnanis want to merge in the existence of Brahman, and yogis, they want some mystic power. Now, when it comes to devotees, devotees don't want anything. In fact, their prayers are na dhanam, na janam, na sundari. Kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmani ishwari. They want birth after birth. They won't take birth again and again. But for what? Ahituki bhakti. So you see, the mood of devotees. Devotees don't want anything. In fact, there have been instances in various pastimes of the Lord where Lord wants to give something and devotee is not ready to accept. In case of Prahlad Maharaj, Lord is saying, you ask me whatever you want. And Prahlad Maharaj is like, I don't want anything. I've seen you, that's enough. I've got everything. He said, no, I want to give you something. Ask me something. And Prahlad Maharaj is saying, I don't want anything, I have everything. Finally, Narasimha Dev, with forcefully, he gave the entire kingdom or the entire world to Prahlad Maharaj to rule and made him the king. So like this, devotees don't want, but Lord is very, very eager. I remember one devotee, Sridhar Kolavecha, one of my favorites. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking him, ask me something in the Mahaprakash Leela. So Sridhar Kolavecha, he says, I have everything, I don't want anything. You ask me if you want, I will give you liberation. No, I want liberation. You ask me if you want, I will give you a huge palace and lot of luxury in that. And this beggar, Kolavecha Sridhar, he hardly had anything and he says, no, I'm self-sufficient. We'll discuss about him in the class. I'm self-sufficient. But whereas this person didn't have a proper clothes to wear, it is described more than the cloth on the body, there were knots in the entire body. It means whenever the cloth used to get torn, so this person would tie a knot at that place. So entire cloth which he used to wear was full of knots. And this person is saying, I don't want it. Then Lord said, okay, take some mystical powers. I'll give you 8 mystic siddhis, which people aspire for. Becoming smaller than the smallest, bigger than the biggest, etc., etc. He said, no, it's just disturbance. Finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he became so, in so much an anxiety, that ask me something, I want to give you something. And Sridhar Kolavecha, he's like, Lord, please be peaceful. I have everything. And Lord, I am peaceful. And obviously, Sridhar Kolavecha finally asks that if you want to really give me something, then give me your constant remembrance. Constant remembrance of that boy Nimai who would come to me every single day to steal my bananas, is what he asked for. So this is how devotees are. And finally, whom are we learning all these things from? We are learning from our lordships. We are learning from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Gauranga, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. And how fortunate we Gaudiya Vaishnavas are that Lord appeared in this sampradaya. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this sampradaya. He could have chosen any other sampradaya for that matter. He could have chosen Sri Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Kumara Sampradaya, but he chose Brahma Sampradaya. Maybe he was knowing we all are going to appear in that. He chose this sampradaya, and look at our fortune that we are actively the part of this movement of Sri Srila Prabhupada. And we know who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Many of the people in India, they don't know who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. At least we know. And we are very, very eager to celebrate Gaur Purnima of just tomorrow. Such a wonderful festival. So anyways, the festival speaker will speak about the festival. So, but whatever we discussed, where are devotees learning all these things from? Devotees are learning all these things from Lord Krishna, who has come down as Gauranga. In Channa Avatar, in the hidden incarnation, in the form of a devotee is teaching what to desire and what not to desire, what to do and what not to do, and how to practice bhakti. So this is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu is teaching us. Today we'll take one pastime and we'll discuss. Let's see if I'll be able to cover this pastime. So we'll try to discuss a very, very important pastime, the pastime of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu taking sannyas. So this is a very, very intense pastime and very, very amazing and very, very purifying. Very, very purifying. Are you all ready?
Hari Bol.
So we'll start. Once Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was sitting with all his devotees, he made a statement which no devotee could understand. He said that a medicine is bought for a disease, but this medicine is actually increasing the disease. Oh, I'm sure even you don't, you know, you might have not understood what is this. By the way, it was not coronavirus. But one person understood, one personality, Nityananda Prabhu. He understood. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu was talking about himself. Sri Gauranga appeared to deliver everyone in this age of Kali, in this fallen age of Kali. But since he appeared as a devotee and he was always ecstatic in his dealings, always jumping and dancing and swirling around, crying in ecstasy, rolling on the ground, people were actually blaspheming him. They started blaspheming him. And Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he started feeling, actually I appear to deliver all these people, but these people are blaspheming me, then for sure, going back home back to Godhead, no question of going back home back to Godhead. It's all about going back to hell. Now where did that come from? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was really worried that these people are blaspheming me, blaspheming the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These people will go to hell. What should I do? And then he made the statement and Nityananda Prabhu understood that very soon, Lord Gauranga would leave the house and take sannyas. But the thought process that was going on in the mind of Sri Gauranga was, if I take sannyas, every single person would respect. Because sannyas will be respect. As soon as we see a sannyas, we bow down. Right? So that's what he felt. And if everyone bows down to me, at least like that I can give them Krishna prema and deliver them. Look at the mercy of the Lord. This is what he's thinking. This is the thought process, you know, which Lord has. Then just few days before his sannyas, he calls Nityananda Prabhu. He calls Nityananda Prabhu and he says, something which Nityananda Prabhu was already knowing. He says, very soon, I'm going to leave the house, shave my head, and wander around preaching the message of love of Godhead, of Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu was taken aback. He was thinking, what will happen to Mother Sachi? So by the way, the ones who don't know who is Gauranga, I can see some new faces also. So Lord Gauranga is Krishna in this age of Kali Yuga. And his parents' name are Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra. So Nityananda is Balram himself. So Nityananda Prabhu started thinking that what will happen to Sachi Mata, the mother of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, what will happen to her? Her life and soul is Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And if he leaves, how will she maintain herself? So this was what the thought process that was going on. Now, he didn't react in front of Gauranga. But then he told one thing, that see, if you want to take sannyas, then you first go and tell all the devotees, all your intimate servants, you tell them first, and if they give you permission, go ahead. And then when Gauranga left, Nityananda Prabhu started crying profusely. Who can see the beautiful Lord, you know, without his beautiful hair? Who can see this beautiful Lord without his beautiful attire? Who can see the Lord in saffron robes? This was the thought process that was going on for Nityananda. He was crying, thinking about Sachi Mata. How will she maintain herself? She will die because of the separation of Sri Gauranga. This is what he was thinking. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Sri Gauranga, he went to different devotees. And then he told that this is what I'm planning. He went to Mukunda, he went to Gadadhar, he went to Chandrasekhar Acharya. So he went to these people and then he said that this is what is my decision. Now all the devotees, they said, this decision is not good. And they all said that you shouldn't take sannyas. But then, you know, what devotees can do? You know, Lord is autocrat. So they said, okay, you decide, you know, whatever you want to do, you do. If you have taken a decision, anyway, you're not going to change. What is the use of telling you? So, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was like, before leaving, thank you for your permission. And he would exit like that, you know, every devotee. This talk about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu taking sannyas spread all around, and even Sachi Mata got to know this. Sachi Mata, when she heard this, she started crying profusely. She asked a question to Nimai or Sri Gauranga. I heard this, that you are going to take sannyas, you are going to leave me, is it true? And Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, in his own philosophical way, see, he has given Bhagavad Gita, he knows how to talk. He can twist and turn and, you know, give philosophies. So he said, this is not the first time you have become my mother. From so many lifetimes you have been my mother and you are eternally my mother. No one can take this position from you. In fact, you are the mother of my incarnation, that is the holy name. You are the mother of my incarnation, that is the deity. You are mother of the entire world, entire universe, entire creation. Why are you feeling sad? I am going to never leave you. And just by hearing all this, Mother Sachi forgot about everything. This is almost like Krishna ate dirt and Mother Yashoda is very angry and she is looking into the mouth of Krishna. And then Krishna closes his mouth and just smiles. And Mother Yashoda forgets everything. This is the power of Sri Chaitanya. This is the power of our Lord. He can do anything. He can mesmerize anyone and everyone. Now, that day came, the day of Makara Sankranti, the day when Lord took sannyas. Now what happened on that day? Let's try to discuss that. So one day before all this happened, so these devotees were told that tomorrow Lord is going to take sannyas, etc., etc. So all these things were done. And on that particular day, or just one day before, Lord Gauranga, he went around for a walk in Navadvip Dham. The sacrifice that Lord has done for all of us, you know, we cannot imagine. When he was going around in Navadvip Dham, he was seeing different places. He was seeing those places where he did his various pastimes with his devotees. He would look at that beautiful flowing river Ganga and he would remember how every single day he would play or he would have water sports with all his intimate associates. How every single day he would meet all his associates and do kirtan at various places. How on the streets of Nadia, on the streets of Navadvip, how he would jump around and do kirtan and mesmerize everyone. He was remembering all these things. And remembering all these things, he went inside the river, took bath and came out. And was sitting there for some time, looking at the river and remembering all these things. He came back to the house. He changed his clothes. Mystically, by the power of Lord, mystically, somehow, many devotees came to meet him. So it's almost like you're going out somewhere and many devotees are coming and saying, Hare Krishna, I heard you are leaving. So thank you very much, you know, for everything and, you know, like garland. So it's mystical. Obviously for us it will not happen. You know, for Gauranga it was happening. So everyone was coming. And everyone was getting one garland. And everyone was getting sandalwood paste. And they were coming and they were garlanding Sri Gauranga and they were applying chandan on his body. And what Gauranga was doing, Gauranga was removing that garland and he was placing it around the neck of his devotees. And he would take the same chandan and apply it on their bodies. So he was doing that. On that particular day, one group of devotee would come, they would do this, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would reciprocate like this, and then that group would leave, another group would immediately be entering the house. So like this, it went till the late evening. And that particular day, anyone who saw Lord Gauranga, they were mesmerized. There was a different glance which was there, which every devotee could feel. It is described that all the devotees were sitting, and they were looking with one pointed focus on the beautiful moonlight face of Sri Gauranga. And they were like literally mesmerized. And when Gauranga was looking at everyone, it was almost like Gauranga is giving personal attention to every single person sitting in the crowd. And when they were leaving that house, they were in the thought, how Lord was looking at me. He was giving so much of attention towards me. And they couldn't forget the beautiful face of the Lord. So this way, all these things were happening. Now, it was late evening when one personality called Sridhar Kolavicha, whom I just described about, he came. Now this personality, as already described, you know, was a beggar. He hardly had anything. He would sell bananas and that too at the rock bottom price. Everyone knew that this is the rock bottom price. And you know, without any bargaining, they would just take bananas from him. But our Lord, you know, he had a different mood altogether. Every day would go, bargain with him for two hours, with this beggar, you know, with almost like a beggar-like personality. would bargain and he would say that, what is the cost of bananas? And he would tell something. And Gauranga would explain, you are looting everyone. I will give you half. And he was like, see, if you don't want to take from me, go to some other person, no problem. Then he would say, how can I leave a person who is providing or providing continuous supply of what I need? He was talking about bhakti, by the way. And then, after literally arguing for 2 hours, bargaining for 2 hours, you know what Gauranga would do? He would take the bananas for free and run away from there. This was happening every single day. Every single day. And on his hut, so we were staying in the hut. So on the hut, there was a plant, pumpkin plant or squash plant. So once in a while, the squash plant, you know, would weave that pumpkin or squash. So he would take that, and instead of eating himself, he would go and gift it to Nimai. The thief who would come every single day to steal his bananas, he would take that pumpkin and go and give it to Lord. And you see the Lord's reciprocation. That Lord would not eat on any other plate except the banana leaves got from Kolavacha Sridhar. If it is not served in that banana leaf, he would not take prasad. And the day he gets the pumpkin, that is the only thing that he'll eat that particular day. This was the mood. This was the reciprocation. Now, on this day, this is the last day in Navadvip, by the way, for the Lord. And on this day, he gets a pumpkin and it's late night. Now, Lord is looking at pumpkin. And then, he's in a deep thought process. Now, pumpkin is not a very big, you know, delicacy. It's just a normal food, right? It's a normal food. But then, Lord was looking with so much of intensity at pumpkin and he was thinking various things. One of the thought process that was going on was, I never gave this person anything. In fact, I always took everything from this person. And look at him. Today he has given this pumpkin again. And tomorrow I'm leaving. So before I leave, I have to eat this. And this late night, by the way. He called for Mother Sachi. And he said that I want to have this pumpkin. Please prepare something. And again, by Lord's arrangement, some other person came. And then he gave milk. And Gauranga tells Sachi, let's see how merciful the Lord is. Now the milk has also come. Please prepare a nice kheer with pumpkin and milk. And you know what? After Sachi Mata prepared that, they both sat. Sachi Mata is serving Gauranga. And Gauranga is relishing. Relishing that pumpkin kheer that was made by Sachi Mata. And Sachi Mata was relishing serving. This is a reciprocation of a devotee and the Lord. But something very, very serious was going to happen the next day. Sachi Mata knew this. But looking at the beautiful face of Gauranga, who can remember anything? Many times people say this, whenever we go to take darshan of the Lord, when we come in front of Him, we forget Prabhu what to ask. Have you all experienced this? Yes? Sometimes people say, in Tirupati Balaji, it becomes very difficult to ask. Firstly, there is no time, no? Jargandi, jargandi, jargandi. And then in that also, devotees thinking, I'll ask something. It's very difficult. Anywhere, anywhere for that matter. Even when we, you know, take darshan of our Gandharvika Giridhari, when we go to Narasimha Giridhari temple, HBR layout. So we just, you know, keep looking at the beautiful face. It becomes difficult. Only after some time, when we come to our material consciousness, then we realize, now I have to do some business. Let me ask something. So anyone who sees, you know, they'll forget. They'll forget. And that was the case of Sachi Mata also. And you see, everyone in the entire Navadvip, including few devotees, they were not knowing what is going to happen the next day. They were peaceful. They were sleeping. Only five devotees were knowing what's going to happen the next day. And they were a bit in anxiety. And two of them, Gadadhar and Haridas, they both came to the house of Sachi Mata and they stayed there for the night. And Sri Gauranga, he went to take his transcendental sleep, transcendental rest. Entire night, one person was awake. And that was Sachi Mata. Entire night. Only thing that she could do was, she was sitting like a statue. Continuous thought process about her son taking sannyas. And continuous, incessant tears flowing from her eyes. You can imagine a statue with flowing water. That was the situation of Sachi Mata. And Gauranga, in the early morning, it is described around 3 o'clock, 2 hours before sunrise, he came, he got up from his bed, and he came out, and he looked at Gadadhar and Haridas. So they both got up, and they both were saying, we'll come with you. And Sri Gauranga was like, I will go alone. And these are my pastimes. This is how my pastimes are. Now what can you tell beyond this? They said, okay, you go. And then he came out, and this personality, Sachi Devi, she was sitting at the door. Now when she was sitting at the door, Gauranga could see this pitiable state of her mother, of his mother, continuous tears flowing from the eyes, and she is literally in so much of sad situation, morose. Sri Gauranga went and he sat beside Sachi Mata. And when he sat beside Sachi Mata, he started speaking. With his beautiful lotus mouth, in his sweet words, he started addressing Sachi Mata. That's all, it's all Lord's plan. Nothing is there in my hand. You know, Lord is saying this. It's all Lord's plan. Just to do favor for everyone, just to help the entire world to get delivered, I have to take this decision. And you see, this is what Sri Gauranga has done for all of us. He has sacrificed his own luxury. He has sacrificed his own people. For what? So that he could go and preach around this message of love of Godhead, the message of chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Only for this. Only for this. You look at the situation. In fact, Gauranga, when he looked at Mother Sachi, he became very, very sad and morose. He was not able to tolerate what was going on. But still, what to do? Still, what to do? Now, he had to leave the house, you know, for a higher purpose. And he's looking at Sachi Mata, and then he started speaking. That, why are you so sad? I'm always there with you. And then he made a statement, very soon I'll come back. Very soon I'll come back. So he made the statement, and then he circumambulated Sachi Mata several times. And then he took the dust from the lotus feet of Sachi Mata and put it on his head. And then he started walking towards Ganga. And when he started walking, he didn't look even once behind what's happening. This is our Lord. When he's attached, he's attached. When he's detached, he's completely detached. So he started walking towards Ganga. Now, what he did was, he jumped in Ganga and he started swimming. Now, Makar Sankranti comes in which month? January. So it's a winter season. It's very, very cold. Very cold. And now just imagine, river water, how cold that will be. How much cold that will be. Gauranga, leaving all the luxury of his house, of Sachi Mata's house, he is coming here, jumping in the river, Ganga, and is swimming in a cold river in such early morning time. For what? Just to deliver everyone around by giving the Hare Krishna Mantra. Just for this. Just for this. He's taking all this pain. So he swam and he reached the other part. And he started running. He started running with a great speed to his guru's house. We'll discuss about that. But what happened this side, at Sachi Mata's house? What was happening there? So there, all the devotees, like every single day, they took their bath, they got freshened up, they dressed themselves nicely, and early morning, this was the routine of every single devotee, to come, take darshan of Gauranga, pay obeisances and leave. Every single day devotees would do this. So that particular day also, many devotees came. Many devotees came, as usual, headed by Srivas and Advaita. So they all came to take darshan of Sri Gauranga. Now when they came there, the first thing that they could see was Sachi Mata sitting at the door. And when she was sitting at the door, she was not sitting and smiling, she was crying profusely. Nothing changed. The entire night she cried, and even in the morning the same thing continued. It was like a statue with incessant flow of water from the eyes. And Srivas could make out something is wrong. Something is wrong here. And then he went close to Sachi Mata, and then he asked Sachi Mata, what happened? Why are you sitting like this? What is the problem? Sachi Mata couldn't speak. What will she speak? And after a long discussion, after long asking, that what happened, why are you sitting like this, and so on and so forth. So at that time, Sachimata finally spoke. So Sachimata said, we can get the deities here in the altar. So she finally said, that everything that is there in my house belongs to all the devotees. You people are the proprietor of everything that I own. Because now, my dear son, Nimai, has left the house for higher purpose. All of them understood, because they had already heard the rumor, which was going to be the fact very soon. They all heard this. And they went crazy. You'll not believe. Entire crowd, it was described, entire crowd, which, you know, when they heard this, they all fainted. And they started profusely crying. Because they were so attached to Gauranga, their life and soul was Gauranga. They were breathing for Gauranga every single day. And their only goal was to serve Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. They had no other goal in life. Their only goal was to look at Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Their only goal was to do kirtan with Gauranga Mahaprabhu and dance with him. That was their only goal. Nothing else they had in their lives. Nothing. And when they heard this, that Gauranga has left the house, they couldn't tolerate. They were crying profusely, rolling on the ground. And now Sachimata was already crying. And all of them, you know, together they were crying and they were so choked. One bold person, Advaita, he took a decision. A very, very great decision. He said, if the life of our lives have left us, what is the use of living? I am going to commit suicide. I am going to drown myself in Ganga. I cannot live. I cannot live without, you know, my heart and soul, Sri Gauranga. I cannot live. And then when this was told, he told everyone that, please, I request everyone, please don't stop me from doing this. And you know what others said? No, we'll not stop you. We'll also join you. All of them joined Advaita Acharya. Advaita is going in everyone. All the devotees are going towards Ganga to drown themselves. It is like Samoa suicide. That's what is going to happen now. So when they're walking towards Ganga, at that time, there was Akashvani. There was a huge sound, the transcendental sound, which said, Advaita and other devotees, please don't do this. Within next 10 days, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu would return. Please go back to your places and chant the holy names. And when they heard this, they believed the transcendental sound, and they accepted and they left for their individual places. Now we talked about other devotees, we talked about Mother Sachi. But what happened to the wife of Sri Gauranga? Vishnupriya. Vishnupriya was there at home. When she got to know that Sri Gauranga, my life and soul, my Prananath has left, only thing that she could do was, she was just lying on the ground and she was trying to cry. She was not able to cry. She was trying hard to cry. She was not able to cry. And after a very, very long time, trying that she wants to cry, she started crying. An entire life she cried afterwards. This is what the Lord has done for all the devotees. He has left his own people. He has left all the luxuries. And now he's going to take up a very, very austere life. So this was in Navadvip. Now what happened on the other side of the river? So Gauranga, he swam across the river. And then he started running towards the house or towards the ashram of one personality whose name was Keshav Bharati. A very nice pure devotee. He started running to his house or his ashram. Now why he was running? He did not want to leave a single trace of where he has gone. Because he knew very well, now devotees will come. He had told only 5 devotees to come. And those 5 devotees would come later. But he did not want others to come. This was the situation. And when he came near the ashram, Keshav Bharati was sitting there. And he looked at the door. There's a huge light that was coming, entering the door slowly. So that time he couldn't understand what's this. And finally the personality emerged from the light. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he emerged from that light. Actually that light was coming from the body of Sri Gauranga. Because Gauranga was in so much great ecstasy that out of that ecstasy, the effulgence had increased like anything. And this is what he could see. And by the way, Keshav Bharti was initiated in the Sampradaya of Shankaracharya. So, you know, light, they light too much. So, he looked at him and then he was really amazed to see this person. So beautiful. So beautiful. There's a very nice shloka, you know, which talks about the beauty of Sri Gauranga. It describes, maybe you can repeat.
Ajanulambitabhujau Kanakavadatau Sankirtanaikapitarau Kamalayataksho Vishwambaro Dvijaro Yugadharma Palo Vande Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro.
So this shloka says that this personality, Sri Gauranga, and his brother Nityananda, how they look. They have long arms which reach till their knees. They have the beautiful complexion, especially Gauranga has the beautiful complexion of golden. And his eyes are beautiful like lotus, which extend till his ears. Now this was the beauty that Keshav Bharti was seeing. And by the way, just for your information, these sannyasis, these Mayavati sannyasis, they don't show any expression on their face. This is how it is. You know, they are like sannyasis. We are Narayan, right? So we shouldn't show any expression. So they used to be always grave. And this personality, Keshav Bharti, was old enough. But looking at Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you know, he was really amazed. And then Sri Gauranga, he came, his entire clothes were wet, and in that he paid obeisance to Keshav Bharti. And then he started offering prayers. And when he paid obeisance and Keshav Bharti looked at him, he could make out what was happening actually. And then Sri Gauranga got up and he started talking to Keshav Bharti. He started saying that you are such a pure devotee, you have Krishna in your heart. Please engage me in service to Krishna. And just by saying Krishna again and again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu went into ecstasy. Now just imagine, you know, someone comes and speaks something and immediately starts dancing in ecstasy. This was the case. He's speaking to Keshav Bharti and suddenly he starts jumping in ecstasy, crying in ecstasy, and just rolling on the ground. And Keshav Bharti is looking at all this. What is happening? And then finally he came back to his senses. And then he said, I beg at your lotus feet that please give me sannyas. I want to attain love of God. I want to serve Krishna. Please give me sannyas. I want to become like you. And when Keshav Bharti heard this, he said, you already have love of God. You're jumping in ecstasy. Why do you want to take sannyas? You already have love of God. You know what Lord said hearing this? See the humility of the Lord. He said, if I actually had love of God, then I would have not lived, I would have died long time back. By what? Separation from Krishna. Because anyone who has love of God will be feeling that intense separation from Krishna. And he said, if that was the case, I would have died, I would have not existed here. And hearing all this, Keshav Bharti wanted to somehow escape because he knew very well the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now just imagine initiating Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is what was going to happen now. So he said, various things he said, and one of them was, okay, you go and take permission of your mother, and if they give you permission, then okay. No, I'll give sannyas. Now, as soon as he heard this, he started running again. No, I mean, this marathon was going on, running from there to here and again back. He started running back. And when he started running back, you know, Keshav Bharti started thinking, he's Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has come and he has asked for a service. No, I should do the service. And then after that he started thinking, anyways, he's Supreme Personality, he can mesmerize anyone and take any permission. So why to take all this risk? Okay, come back, Nimai, come back. I'll give you sannyas, come back. So he called. So now this news spread all around. This news of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Sri Gauranga taking sannyas, Gauranga has come to Katwa, this place where the ashram was, that was in Katwa. So everyone, all the residents of Katwa, they got to know that Gauranga has come, or Nimai Pandit has come. And everyone had heard only about him. They had not seen him any time. This is what is the description given. So now as soon as they heard about this, they wanted to meet this personality. They wanted to meet this most learned Brahmana. Because Nimai Pandit was really learned, Gauranga was really learned. He was known for that. And then they had heard the beautiful form of the Lord. They had heard about it. And now they wanted to come and take darshan. So they all came, one by one, everyone started coming. It was the day of Makara Sankranti. So many, many people had come to take bath in Ganga. So all of them came to take darshan of Sri Gauranga. Now when they came to take darshan, they were really very happy. Very, very happy. In order to see Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, getting the Sakshat darshan of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Looking at his beautiful form and his ecstatic symptoms, they were very, very happy. And at that time, Gauranga was dancing also in ecstasy because permission was given. No, Kesha Bharti accepted. So Gauranga was again in ecstasy, he was dancing and jumping. And at that time, these people came and they were relishing. But slowly, steadily, this news spread across the entire crowd which assembled there that this personality, Kesha Bharti, is going to give sannyas to this amazing personality, Sri Gauranga. As soon as these people heard that this personality is going to give sannyas to him, they started looking at Kesha Bharti with a mood of killing him. And they all started screaming, "You are the culprit! You are the culprit!" And they were ready to kill him. This was the case. This was the case. And all of them, with so much of anger, they were looking at Kesha Bharti, and Kesha Bharti is like, I didn't do anything. This personality has come. Ask him, he wants to take sannyas. But then everyone are like, "You are culprit. You are giving sannyas. Don't give him sannyas. He's just a young boy. What will happen to his mother? What will happen to his wife? And what will happen to his devotees?" And they all were looking at him and they were so angry. Lord Gauranga looked at everyone and he got to know the situation. Today, my sannyas is not going to happen, but surely a murder will happen here. So better, you know, I skip this. And you know what he did? Gauranga started doing kirtan. He started jumping. He started dancing. And the five associates of Gauranga, whom now he had informed, so they all came. And one of them was Nityananda. Then other was Mukunda, Gadadhar, Chandrasekhar, Acharya, Brahmananda. All of them came there. And Lord Gauranga asked Mukunda, "Mukunda, sing!" And Mukunda started singing. And Sri Gauranga, he started jumping in ecstasy. He started dancing. And he also started singing. And when this was going on, all the people who had come and were angry at Kesha Bharti, they all forgot what happened. And they were just looking at this beautiful sight of Sri Gauranga, dancing and jumping in ecstasy and singing the holy names. So at that time, all of them were so mesmerized. They were just looking at him, nothing else. And this kirtan started at one point of time in the early morning, and it went on and on and on, and it continued the entire night. This is the kirtan that our Lord would do every now and then in the house of Srivas also. Entire night this kirtan would go on, and it was not new for him, but for others it was new. But look at this. Look at the potency of the Lord. As soon as he was present and he was doing kirtan, everyone were participating entire night. They were all blissful and they forgot why they all came there, what happened, what was the situation, everything they forgot. Now, next day morning what happened? So Gauranga, he said, "Okay, now everyone has forgotten, now it's the time." So he called for a barber. Now when he called for a barber, so that barber, it is described that he was the head, or he was the shiromani of all the barbers in Katwa. That is what is the description that is here. The best barber, or head of all the barbers. So he was invited. Now when he came there, he looked at Sri Gauranga. And he had never seen such beautiful hair any time. He had never seen such a beautiful personality any time in his entire life. And he was mesmerized to see him. Can we imagine taking Sakshat Darshan of Supreme Personality of Godhead?
That's what this barber was getting. And he was looking at Sri Gauranga and he was thinking, I've been called for cutting these hairs? These? I cannot. And he started thinking. And then Sri Gauranga, now he came close to the barber and he requested that please shave my head. Now the barber, you know, started saying, I cannot do this. I have never seen such beautiful hair and I have never seen such a beautiful personality. I cannot do this. Please forgive me. And now Gauranga was like, he has called for, that is not happening. You know, he came there first, Keshav Bharati said, I'll not give you sannyas. Then these people came and they became the obstacle. Now the barber who is supposed to do the actual business of shaving, that he is saying, I cannot. Now Sri Gauranga was thinking. And then, people were still there, by the way. Okay, they had forgotten what happened. But when the barber came and the discussion was going on and the barber started crying that I cannot do this, these people again got to know what was happening. And now, they were not looking at Keshav Bharati, they are looking at the barber. They are looking at the barber, don't shave. This was what was going on. And barber, I am not interested to shave, this person is telling me to shave. And this is what was going on there. Barber is crying and people are threatening him. And again Gauranga saw, Are Bapre, again the situation has gone out of my hands. And what he started doing? Again he started doing kirtan, jumping in ecstasy, Mukunda, sing! And kirtan started, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started jumping in ecstasy. And all of them, again, they also got immersed in the kirtan. And when all this was happening, Sri Gauranga looked at everyone around. Okay, everyone is mesmerized. Now it's the time. He called for the barber again. He called for the barber and he sat down in front of the barber and he said, you have to shave. Then, you know, the barber started saying that how can I shave this hair? It's very difficult for me. At that time, Sri Gauranga said, if you do this service, then never ever in your entire life, you have to cut any other person's hair. And at the end of your life, when you leave your body, you'll come back or you'll go back, come back to Godhead. Nice, no? We all should change our profession. Provided we get... And so he said all that and then he said, so shave. So he's asking, what happened? Anyone plan for leaving the job?
Somebody wants to take sannyasa.
Oh! Okay. So this was the situation there and the barber was finally convinced by Gauranga that please shave. And now he had no option. But one last argument he wanted to put. He said, I'm scared. Oh Lord, I'm scared. I'm scared that I'll cut you while shaving. So normally we have seen this in Brahmacharya Ashram, shaving and a lot of blood comes out also. So he was really, really very scared for this. And at that time, Sri Gauranga, he looked at him, he smiled and he said, don't worry, you'll not cut me. He's Sachidananda Vigraha, who can cut him? Yes. And then, when all this was done, he took the razor in his hand. The barber took the razor in his hand. And he took the razor close to the hair. He was shivering. And he was shivering so much that the razor fell down. And Gauranga is looking at him and he said, shave! Again he picked up and with lot of strength, with lot of courage, he took the razor and removed the first hair. A first bunch of hair fell down from the head, the lotus head of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu down. When this hair was falling down, at that time it is described that the people who were watching this scene, millions of tears fell down with that bunch of hair. Everyone was profusely crying. You know what? What is the importance of this hair? Gopis are singing in Gopi Geet. They are eager to take darshan of the Lord. In there are two shlokas in which they sing. So in one shloka they sing, Dina parikshaye neelakuntale Vanarohananam Vibradavritam. So in this they are saying, oh Lord, you have this beautiful hair. And when you return back from the forest, herding cows, so that time, your beautiful hair are covered with the dust from the hoof prints of the cows. And when you come in this form, you look even more beautiful. We're hankering to see your beautiful face. Please come back. And then in another shloka, in the same song, they're singing. Kotela kuntalam shri mukham chate jadavo dikshatam pakshmakredrisham. So here, now they were hankering to see Krishna, now they started blaspheming on personality. They started blaspheming Brahma. They were hankering that, oh Lord, please, when you will come back, we want to take darshan of your beautiful face covered with that beautiful curly hair. When you will come back? And the problem is, even when you come back, every day when you would come back from the forest, so that time when we were drinking the beauty of your face covered with this beautiful hair, at that time, we want to drink it completely, but the problem is, the foolish creator of this universe has given eyelids. And every time it closes. In fact, one of the acharyas has written, you know, this, that the gopis, you know, they're blaspheming so much that every single day the news would go to Brahma. This is what is happening in Braj. And every single, you can imagine what Brahma would be feeling. People are blaspheming every single day. Gali there is literally. And then their thought was that this personality, Brahma, it doesn't know how to create. He gave two eyes to everyone, we understand, but he gave two eyes even to people who stay in Braj, in Vrindavan, where Lord himself is present in his beautiful form. And see his foolishness, he gave 1,000 eyes to Indra. By the way, Indra had 1,000 eyes, you know, he got a curse. So he had 1,000 eyes. And what is Indra looking at? What is Indra relishing? Ramba Urvashi Menika, for this he has given 1,000 eyes. He should have given it to us. And Brahma is so selfish, he gave 2 eyes to us and he has 8 for himself. This was the eagerness of these pure devotees to look at the beautiful hair of, or to take darshan of the beautiful hair of Lord Krishna. And similar is the case, you know, with Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. His beautiful curly hair hanging till his shoulder, and his beautiful eyes extending till his ears, his beautiful raised nose, and his beautiful lips like rubies, and his beautiful teeth like jasmine, his beautiful long arms extending till his knees, and his entire body golden, and his huge height. You see our Panchatattva deities in Mayapur, it is said that that was the height of Sri Gauranga, that is the height of Sri Gauranga. And his beautiful golden robes. This is what people are looking at, and when one hair fell down, people went crazy. In fact, those 5 people who came, they fainted. And when they got up, they were crying so much and they couldn't see this. You know what they did? They put some cloth on their face and they just lied down on the ground. They were not able to see this. And then the barber, he again started shaving, and all of them were crying tears. Don't do this. But now barber was instructed, and you know, almost the half shaving was done. Okay, the half shaving was done, and Sri Gauranga was in so much of ecstasy that he's going to take sannyas, and he will be delivering everyone all around the world by giving the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He told barber, please stop for some time. He got up and he again started jumping in ecstasy. Mukunda Singh! And he started jumping in ecstasy, and he was jumping and dancing and dancing and dancing. Can you imagine, you go for a shaving or, you know, haircut, and then you tell the barber, and then you start. This was the situation. Just imagine what was happening. And everyone was looking at him. Half shaved person, and he's dancing. One side lot of hair and other side shaved. And this person is jumping in ecstasy. And then when he came back to his transcendental senses, he sat down and then he told the barber, now shave. And the barber started shaving. Finally, the shaving was done. And when the shaving was done, Sri Gauranga went to Ganga to take his ceremonial bath. He took the bath, he came back. Again, his clothes were drenched in water. He came back to Keshav Bharati. And Keshav Bharati, he gave the saffron robes to Sri Gauranga. He wore the saffron robes and he came now to the place where the ceremony was supposed to happen. And there it is described, when all the devotees looked at this different form of Sri Gauranga, they had mixed feelings. They were sad, they were morose, completely morose. Thinking, oh Lord, never ever he will be having hair now. Never ever he would tie that knot which he would normally tie and put the multi flowers on his hair. Never ever he'll be wearing his beautiful golden robes. Never ever he'll come back to that place where he would do kirtans every single night. They're all thinking like this, and they have this mixed feeling. But again, the description is given in Chaitanya Bhagavat that form of the Lord was much, much more beautiful also. He was looking very, very beautiful even in that form, with a shaved head and saffron robes. Looking very, very beautiful even in that form. With this mixed feeling, everyone were gazing at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Sri Gauranga sat in front of Keshava Bharati. Now the initiation process of sannyas ceremony is going to happen. All this was drama till now. Nothing part of sannyas except for the shaving. Now the actual sannyas ceremony is going to start. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu sat in front of Keshav Bharati. He called for Keshav Bharati and he said, "I want to tell you a secret." Now what was that secret? He called Keshav Bharati and he told in his ears, "Yesterday in my dream, a transcendental personality came and he has given me a very beautiful sannyas mantra. I want you to hear this sannyas mantra and tell me if it is good." Hope you understand what this means. So normally in the initiation, be it Brahmanical initiation or sannyas initiation, so the guru utters the mantra in the ear, the right ear of the disciple. So he asked Keshav Bharati, "Come, right here." And he told the mantra. And he asked Keshav Bharati, "How is the mantra? What do you think about the mantra?" He said, "This is the best sannyas mantra I've ever heard." And then Keshav Bharati said, "I'll initiate you with this mantra." This is the first time in the history a new type of initiation is happening, where the disciple initiated the guru with a mantra, and now the recently initiated guru is going to initiate the disciple with the same mantra given by the disciple. And then he was called, so Gauranga Mahaprabhu was given the mantra. And then now Keshav Bharati started thinking, what name should I give to this person? Actually, according to the custom, the name should be Bharati, because his name was Keshav Bharati and it was Bharati Sampradaya. So the sannyasi should be given by the name of the Sampradaya. But he started thinking, "Are you Supreme Personality of Godhead? How can I give him the same name what I have?" Then he started thinking, and again, Lord has Paramatma inspired. He started thinking, he has appeared in this age of Kali. This personality has appeared in the age of Kali, who is Krishna himself, to give Krishna consciousness to everyone, to give that Chaitana to everyone about Krishna. So I would name him as Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki! First time this beautiful name of the Lord manifested onto this earthly planet. Shri Krishna Chaitanya. In fact, the people who were there around, when they heard this name, they were not able to do anything but chant Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya. They all were chanting this and they all went back home. And people were asking, "What happened there?" "Shri Krishna Chaitanya." "Do you want prasad?" "Shri Krishna Chaitanya." They were just dancing and jumping, saying just Shri Krishna Chaitanya. This is how the initiation or the sannyas ceremony happened for Lord Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, what are we supposed to take from this pastime? Obviously, just by hearing any pastime of the Lord, we get purified. anyone who hears this attentively, for sure the person gets purified. Because the pastimes of the Lord are as pure as Him. Because He is absolute. There is no difference between the Lord and His pastimes. Lord is pavitra, His pastimes are pavitra, all pure. And anyone who comes in touch with all pure pastimes of the Lord, that person becomes purified. So this is one benefit that is there. But the other thing is, we can meditate on this, that how much the Lord is doing for all of us. How much? He personally comes down as Krishna. He does all His pastimes just to attract all of us. He does His childhood pastimes. He goes, steals butter. He lies. And then He does action. And materially, you know, speaking, He does some romance. He does this, He does that, just to attract all of us. That's not sufficient. He sends His people. He sends all the acharyas. Go! Get all these people who are struggling in this material world. Oh, that's not working. I think I have to personally go and teach them how to do bhakti. And He Himself comes down. He Himself comes down as Sri Krishna Chaitanya or Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu just to teach us how to do bhakti. And if you would have remained as Nimai Pandit, as Gauranga, it would have been, you know, very nice. Nicely doing kirtan, nicely relishing in the house of Sachi Mata and having food from the hand of Sachi Mata. And Sachi Mata was crying. This was a thought process which she had. Who is going to cook for this person? Who will wash his clothes? Who will make the beautiful Marthi garlands, you know, for his beautiful hair? Who will do all this? She was thinking about all this and she was crying. She was crying at that time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Sri Gauranga, he left everything just for one reason. Just for one reason. So that he can give this bhakti or give this Krishna prema to anyone and everyone. Anyone and everyone. Yes. You look at this, how much the Lord is doing. Anyone who meditates on this will surely be in tears. Surely be in tears. That how much this personality is doing. And another question after this we can ask, what am I doing for the Lord? And the answer would come as nothing. What can we do for Supreme Personality of Godhead? Right? What can we do? The same flower which, you know, He grows, you know, we just offer it back to Him. What can we do for it? Nothing. But it's our turn. You know, we have to do something. Finally, we are also His part and parcel. He is doing so much. How can we be indebted so much? We have to repay this debt. But what is it that Sri Gauranga or Supreme Personality of God expecting from all the devotees? He's expecting only one thing. That all of us become pure devotees and go back home back to Godhead. That's the only thing that He expects. Nothing else. Nothing else He wants. For this He does all the service. All the service. And this can happen. We can become pure devotees. We can go back home back to Godhead only if we are intense in our devotional service. Only when we are intense in our devotional service. There's no other way. No other way. Gajendra is saying, Didrakshavo Yasya Padam Sumangalam Didrakshavo. Intense anchoring. Rupa Goswami says, Laulyam, one should have laulyam, intense greed to attain Krishna. So intensity is very, very important. And there are so many examples in Shastras to tell us how intense the person should be. In fact, I have got many pastimes, but I will just tell one. So Ramananda Rai came to meet Sri Chaitanya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri at that time. Okay? He came from South India. Ramananda Rai came from South India to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he came to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, did you take darshan of Jagannath? You have come to Jagannath Puri, did you take darshan of Jagannath? And at that time, Ramananda Rai, he tells, you know, he quotes a very nice shloka, or he, you know, it speaks very nicely. Please repeat. Rai kave deha ratha hridaya sarathi.
Rai kave deha ratha hridaya sarathi.
Jahan laya jaye tahan jaye jivarati. So he said, he started telling Gauranga that this body is like a ratha, it is like a chariot, and the heart is the chariot driver, and the soul will go wherever the heart takes, and my heart is attached to you, and I have come here. In fact, you know, he says, Jagannatha darshanera vicharana koilo. He says, I came to Jagannath Puri, now I realized when you said that Jagannath is also there in Jagannath Puri. Means you're so intense, you're so intense, you had so much of intensity to see Sri Gauranga or see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you forgot that Jagannath is also there in Jagannath Puri. This is the intensity that is needed in devotees to attain Krishna. In fact, when the four Kumaras, when they came to Vaikuntha, or when they went to Vaikuntha, so at that time when they started walking, they cross the six doors of Vaikuntha. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, he says that when they were crossing the six doors and came to the seventh door, they were not at all attracted to any of the opulence that was there in Vaikuntha, because they had so much of intense desire to see Lord Krishna or Lord Vishnu. This is that intense desire that we devotees should have. Intense desire. Intense desire to attain Krishna this very lifetime as soon as possible. There is no question of missing this chance. Yes? How many of us want to become intense in devotional service? Everyone. Eh? How many of us want to attain Krishna this very lifetime as soon as possible? Everyone. Okay. I myself am not intense, but whatever I have heard, you know, from my superiors, I would just like to tell that. How to become intense in devotional service? There's only one way. There's only one way, that is hearing from intense devotees. Hearing pure Krishna Katha as it is, hearing pure Srimad Bhagavatam as it is. Prabhupada writes in one of the purports, let me read out that. He says, pure devotional service is Shravanam and Kirtanam. This comes, if you want to refer, 3rd canto, 15th chapter, 48th sloka purport. Pure devotional service is Shravanam and Kirtanam. And then he makes a very prophetic statement. He says, supreme benediction from mankind is to hear the activities of the Lord from the pure devotees. If we want to become intense in our devotional service, if we want to attain Krishna this very lifetime, this is the only thing that will help us. Hearing an intense personality who speaks only Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha means Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita and, you know, other scriptures which talks directly about Krishna. There is no question of hearing time pass lectures. Kidna time. Entire day we are so busy, and sometimes we hear some class, and that also fits the time pass class, thinking, oh, there's nice jokes in this class, and nice analogies, and this and that, etc., etc. I'll be able to laugh, and oh, I'm anyways tired. Now I've come back from the office, or, you know, I've struggled so much. Now let me, you know, be happy for some time by hearing. It will not work. It will not work. Every single day, hearing intense Krishna Katha, and one personality whom we know, who gives intense Krishna Katha in all the lectures, Srila Prabhupada. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. He's so intense that every lecture will have at least good number of fools and rascals. And never ever, have you seen Prabhupada cracking any joke? Sometimes it happens. You know? Sometimes mildly say something and then, you know, people would start laughing. But then Prabhupada is so heavy. Prabhupada is so heavy in all the lectures. He says, you're not the body, you're spirit soul. And then in one of the class, you know, one devotee asked, you know, Srila Prabhupada about something. And Prabhupada was so heavy on him. There was one incident where one Australian devotee or Australian person had come, first time in the class. And look at Prabhupada's mood of preaching. He looks at this person who has come for the first time in the class and looks at him and he says, you should go back to Australia and open a center. In every class he talks about preaching, every class he talks about becoming intense in bhakti, every class he talks about attaining Krishna this very lifetime. And all his disciples, for that matter, all his disciples, they also give nectarian Krishna Katha, nectarian Krishna Katha. If we really want to become intense in our devotional service, this is what, you know, we have to do. There is no question of not doing this. Right? And Sri Gauranga has appeared in this age of Kali. All the yugas, all the people in different yugas, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, all of them glorify Kali Yuga people. You know why? They say that you people are so fortunate. Just by chanting the holy name, you'll go back, come back to Godhead. Huh? We struggle for 60,000 years doing meditation, doing yajna the entire day, doing deity worship the entire day, and you people just by chanting Hare Krishna will go back home. But Prabhupada, you know, he writes something very serious. In Chaitanya Chaitamrit, Adi Lila 8 chapter 31st verse purport, you can read that, very important. He says, Hare Krishna Mahamantra chanting is not easy. Not everyone can do that. Not everyone is qualified. And then he says, Hare Krishna Mahamantra takes offenses. Now, what happened is I was reading Bhagavatam. Last line, you know, gave this one of the things that I'm going to tell you. So that gave this reference. So I went to that, you know, verse. So when I read this, I was like mesmerized. And awestruck ki abhi kuch nahi ho sakta hamara. Thinking ki Hare Krishna Mahamantra will help, but then it's taking offenses. Nam aparad. And anyone who does nam aparad cannot attain Krishna. This is what is very, very clear. Prabhupada writes it very clearly. But there he gives at the end one last hope. Please chant. Chaitanya Nityanande Nahi Esabha Vichara Namalaite Prema Dena Vahe Ashrudhara. Then Prabhupada says in the purport, just by chanting Gauranga, just by chanting Nityananda, all the offenses that a person commits while chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra will be nullified. And not just nullified, the person will get Krishna Prema, he says. And you know, Acharya is saying. And it has to come true. Yes? So that is the reason Prabhupada introduced this on the first beat when we chant Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So this is the reason Prabhupada has given this. And anyone who chants this attentively, normally we just skip it, but anyone chants it attentively, the other offenses that we commit unknowingly, not knowingly, that we keep a mobile and it doesn't work like that. Unknowingly when we commit the offense because of the mind wandering here and there, that will be nullified. That's what Lord is saying. That's what Prabhupada is saying. Right? So Lord has appeared just for us. But then I was meditating the entire week on one aspect I'd like to share. So Lord is called as Patita Pavan. So I was literally, this thought was biting me. If he's called Patita Pavan, why is he not delivering everyone? When we're chanting Hare Krishna, and when we're chanting Gauranga, and we're chanting Panchatattva Mantra, why are we not jumping in ecstasy? Yeah, we do. No, we go down in ecstasy, but we don't jump in ecstasy. Why? Then, got some understanding of this, and also some discussion. So Lord delivers only people who have fallen. He is Patita Pavan. He delivers people who are Patita. Yes? But unfortunately, we are not fallen. Or, to put it in better terms, whenever I say we, I'm talking about me and my mind. So, it means we are not convinced that we are fallen. That is the problem. The day we get convinced that we are fallen, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would deliver that personality for sure. Because he has taken a vow. You see, Nityananda Prabhu, when he looked at Jagai Mata, what he said? That these people are the right candidates because they are most fallen. Right? And they have come to deliver the most fallen. But the problem is, we are devotees. And why will they deliver devotees? Correct, no, they will not deliver devotees. They will deliver only fallen people. Yes. My spiritual master in one of the class, he was telling, what should be the mood of a devotee? He said, you might have seen the train. In the train, when the beggars come, even if the seats are vacant, they will sit down. They will sit on the floor. Nowadays, beggar ni pehle wale beggars. And even if you tell them, please sit up on the seat, they would not. I've seen this personally. When I heard this class, I could relate, what Guru Maharaj is talking about. Even if you tell them, please sit on the seat, they will not sit. There, he made a very, very intense statement. He said, this should be the mood of the devotee. This is how fallen the devotee should feel, that I'm not eligible to sit on the high seat. Or I'm not eligible to do bhakti. I'm not eligible to get that, what these devotees are getting. I'm not eligible to get the mercy, but somehow or the other, by the mercy of Lord and by the mercy of His devotees who have come in our life, by their mercy I'm able to practice bhakti. Right? So this is the mood that is set by our acharyas. That somehow we have to get this feeling. I don't want to speak how fallen and what, etc., etc., because all my seniors are sitting here. If my equals and my subordinates were there, I would have spoken more on this. But one thing is there, only when we get convinced that we have fallen and we realize we are Patita, only then Patita Pavan Avatar will come and deliver the Patitas. Then only it is possible, or else it's not possible. I was just meditating on this today morning, that all of us sitting here, be it Grihastha devotees, be it youth, we all struggle so much, so much. Obviously, a lot of happiness is there in bhakti, but struggle bhi to hai na. I talk to so many Grihastha devotees, they are very, very kind to me. They come and we discuss so many things. So many of them come and share, Prabhu, it's very difficult. Very difficult, I have to. So sometimes Matajis and Prabhujis, they'll come separately and they'll say, very difficult to manage my Prabhu. Very difficult to manage my Mataji, or my wife, or whatever. And then very difficult to manage the kids. And now I took the teenage kids session. And then they also were struggling. I saw so many problems they're also facing. And then, you see, answer this question. Whenever there's a team lunch in the office, isn't it a torture? Yes, you have to tell a no to it, and then you have to find out reasons for it, etc., etc., etc. Yes? And then the relatives come home. Yes? Or you go to the house of relatives, you go for a marriage. Again, it's a struggle. What should we tell them? What? Why we are not eating, etc., etc. It's like so much of struggle the devotees go through. So much of struggle. This is about grihasthas. And my very dear IY boys, yes, they face a different sort of problem. And that's so, I respect a lot to all of them, but I do chastise a lot. Yes. Because, it's very difficult, in the youth, not getting attracted to opposite gender, it's very difficult. But sometimes, some boys would come and share, Prabhuji, I got attracted to one beautiful girl, but I withstood by chanting Mahamantra. Why? You cannot do like other boys, just go hang around with a girl and do whatever you want and go for a date, etc., etc. Why? Why are we struggling so much? Only one reason. Because we want to attain Krishna. That is the only reason. But we have to revisit this point again and again. Or else we just keep struggling without understanding what is the goal. Yes. So with this, realizing that, what is our current position, and begging for the mercy, we can actually get the mercy of Gauranga. And tomorrow is that day. Tomorrow is that day when Sri Gauranga appeared. And tomorrow we can amass lot of mercy, by begging and praying to Sri Gauranga. Yes? So I request everyone to please participate tomorrow in this festival. It's a very nice festival. And we are Gaudiya Vaishnavas. If we don't celebrate Gaur Punya, who will celebrate Gaur Punya? So we have to. Yes. With this, I would like to end. We'll do a short bhajan to set the mood for tomorrow. Any one question if you want to ask, we can. Tilak from Madanga. Yes. What was the mood of Jagannath Mishra? Same mood what Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva had. No, Jagannath Mishra was not there at that time. When his first son took sannyas, Vishwarup took sannyas, but that separation, he just left his body. So we'll sing a very beautiful song, Gauranga Karuna Karo. In this song, let's try to meditate and let's try to understand our real position. And Narottam Das Thakur is helping us to do this. Ready, everyone? You're able to see? Gauranga Karuna Karo.